Hi, and welcome to the Did You Say Mainframe podcast series. This is where we regularly interview IBM technical experts who can help you to understand important IBM mainframe, hardware and software issues. And I'm your host, Nick Garrett. And today, we're going to try something new. We have a couple of Kix Explorer developers with us. We have Dave Neese and Steve Bolton. Welcome, chaps.
Hiya.
Hi there.
Before we begin, I'd like to mention to our listeners that there is more information on our website, and I'll be giving that information out at the end of this podcast. So I've heard a lot about Kix Transaction Server version 4.2, and I believe the Kix Explorer has also got a few enhancements. So I was wondering if you could perhaps elaborate a little on what's been included in this new release of the Kix Explorer.
Yeah, that's right. You can really categorize the improvements in two different sections. And the first is where we've provided support for new Kix 4.2 features, because we're shipping at the same time to support that. And the other section is where the enhancements are just in Explorer. Often they're usability enhancements, things along those kind of lines.
Okay, so let's go through the usability enhancements first.
Great. So one of the main things that you'll notice is that we've tried to reduce a bit of clutter in the menus in the SM perspective, which is the first one you start up in when you originally install. And we had some feedback on this, and what we've done is moved some of the more administration, so topology, workload management, events, real-time events, we've moved some of those things out into a new perspective, which we've called SM administration. So when you start up, you'll be in the normal SM perspective, and you'll see all of the kind of menu items and icons that are to do with what you might think of as application development, so your standard file resources and file definitions. And then to access other more kind of administration features, such as KixPlexes, managed regions, region definitions, you'll have to switch perspectives to the new SM administration perspective. Within that, we've added some support for WLM operations. So if you want to look at the WLM operations resources, you can find them in the SM admin perspective. And in the previous release, we added support, as I said, for some of the CPSM topology, such as Kix Plexes and Kix region definitions. One of the other new things, and this is in support of 4.2, is a sort facility within your resource views. So if you've got a set of file resources open, you've chosen your context, you'll be able to sort that resource view. That will only work on a CMCI connection with a 4.2 level server and the latest 1.1 client. A few other things that we introduced in the previous release last October. One of them is connection export. So if you're a user and there are other people in your company who could use the same set of connections that you've got, then you can export those from the connection preferences pane. Breadcrumb to help people find their way around. So on a website, you might have a breadcrumb to show you how you got to the page that you're on. And we've introduced a similar concept within Explorer. So when you open an editor, maybe of a resource or a definition, we've got some icons at the top of that editor to show you which region that resource is installed in and which KixPlex that region's in, just to kind of help you find your way around, really. Also, we've added in an editor to view the SIP palms, SIP parameters. That was, again, introduced in October. And then the other main thing, which is new, is some search facilities. Most of these are around the kind of theme of tasks. So you can now search for associated tasks from a task. You can search for tasks from the same point of origin, so from the same origin IP. If you right-click on a task in the task or task association view, you can search for tasks coming from the same IPIC connection by right-clicking on an IPIC connection, and you can search for tasks originating from TCP/IP service if you've got one of those installed. We've also added some search capabilities for EP.
Oh, now, EP, that's event processing, isn't it? And that was first introduced, I think, in 4.1, where business analysts could now set up instrumentation and take events, business events, out of Kix. So, Steve, I think you're the expert on the event processing capabilities in the Explorer. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, that's right. EP came out in Kix 4.1, and the enhancements in the Explorer again break down into facilities to support new features in Kix 4.2, and then some usability enhancements that we put into the Explorer. I'll start with the 4.2 features now. One of the things, because EP is non-invasive, customers were asking how they would know which events might be affected by a change to their application. So Dave just mentioned the EP search. So we've added an EP search, and you can search either in your own workspace on the workstation or online. And you can search by the resource that you're capturing your events against, for example, transactions, and then you can check against the filters within the context of the event options, or even the adapters. We've also added information when you import a definition from a source copybook. We used to store the variable name, and in Qix 4.2 now we can store the source file that you brought the definition in from, and for C programs, the structure name. So we've added those fields so that you can search for dependencies related to your source code. We've also updated the user interface to support other new features in Qix 4.2, and the major one of these is system events. You can now capture events on file, enable and open changes, DB2 connections, task threshold, and transaction class thresholds. So we have some UI for that. We've added assured emission. That's where Qix allows you to... events are normally emitted asynchronously to your application, so they're in near real time. But for assured events, you don't want Qix to return to your application until the event has been emitted. So there's a checkbox. There's only a checkbox to allow that to happen. We've also got some new floating point data types in EP for Qix 4.2. So you can use those in filters. And finally, we can emit XML formats to the TSQ EP adapter now. So there's support for that.
So is there anything else we can look forward to in event processing in 4.2 or in the future?
Well, one of the things they realized in EP was that the adapters were defined within the event specification, and they're now separate first class resources in Qix. So we have an editor for EP adapters. And you can look out for a more focused podcast on the new facilities in Qix 4.2 for EP real soon now. We have usability enhancements in the Explorer. We can automatically create file, enable and open system events from the Qix SM view now. You just right-click on a file definition and you can create these event types from a menu there. We have undo and redo for creating event and capture specifications and changing the capture point in the event binding editor. When you're creating event specifications, you can now copy capture specifications within an event or between events, and you can copy event specifications. Finally, there's a couple of small usability enhancements. If you try and create an event to capture on a Qix program that's unsupported that you won't be able to capture, we can issue a warning to let you know. And building on the export to ZFS functionality, we now won't let you export an event binding to ZFS if there are any problems with it.
Okay, thanks, Steve. And it sounds like there's quite a lot extra in the Explorer this time round. We'll be having a second podcast which will follow up on some of the ZOS and Java capabilities. But for now, I'd like to thank both Dave and Steve for their time. And that was very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.